But 5 years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 27th day of March, 2024 years after the era of Anabi Isa alayhi salam, the annual Ramadan Tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in partnership with TIMSA, Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque, between 5 and 6 p.m. each day of Ramadan, continues from the 42nd ayah of Surah Shura. Our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Olukene will conduct the Tafsir, while Sheikh Ahmad Tijani Idris will recite the Holy Quran. You can watch us live on Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan EBU Zare.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتريهم يوردون عليها خاشئين من الذل ينظرون من طرف خفي فقال الذين آمنوا إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا إن الظالمين في عذاب مقيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، إن الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناس الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدر مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وتريهم يوعدون وتليهم يردون وتليهم يردون عليها خاشعين من الذل ينظرون من طرف خفي وقال الذين آمنوا إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا إن الظالمين في عذاب مقيم. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now telling us after he has told us the importance of distancing ourselves from oppression, injustice and wickedness. So these rules that are unjust, that have been told not to do injustice and they're going to do it, or they were unjustly treated and they retaliated beyond the injustice that was done to them. Today, what are they? You will see them, they will be shown to hell. When they are shown to hell, you see them in a state of fear because they are seeing the hell and hell is blowing at them. They have not yet entered. وَتَرَيْهُمْ يُرَدُونَ عَلَيْهَا خَاشِنَ مِنَ الظُّلْمِ يَنْظُرُونَ مِنْ طَرْفٍ خَفِيٍّ. They will be looking at it with the side of their eyes. They are not able to look at it directly, confronting it. وَتَرَيْهُمْ يُرَدُونَ عَلَيْهَا خَاشِنَ مِنَ الظُّلْمِ يَنْظُرُونَ مِنْ طَرْفٍ خَفِيٍّ وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. It's at this stage that those that believe will be able to come out and talk. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Really, indeed, the losers are those that today have put themselves to lost and put their families to lost. Those that have lost in the game. إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. أَلَا إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Indeed, the unjust people. Indeed, the people that are oppressors, fi azabun mukim, they are going to be in this punishment forever. In this case, when you hear of azabun mukimun, punishment that is forever, then it is the zulm that was the worst of all zulm, because there is the injustice that is done to Allah. There is injustice that is done to oneself. There is injustice that is done to mankind. The injustice that is done to Allah is the worst of injustice. Any injustice that is directly related to Allah, this is an injustice that what will come out of it at the end is in hell forever. That is shirku. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Shirk is an injustice that is so great, it has no end, because it is Allah that is denied. Then you have injustice that one has done to himself. This person, he agreed to Allah. He said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he refused to worship Allah. He is a fajr. He is committing sin. This person was unjust to himself. So here, this person that was unjust to himself is also a person who is unjust. He is going to go to hell or sometimes return after he have been killed, clean from the injustice. Then there are those that are unjust to mankind. Either they treated mankind or human being or animal or whatever. These ones, they will have to get retaliation for what the injustice they have done. Where they don't have anything to pay, then they are taken to hell. They will be there for some time and until they are finished the time there before they come out. That's why Allah is telling us here, watarehum, that such a day, today we are hearing it, tomorrow, lataraunna jahima, you will see them clearly. At that day, watarehum yuraduna aleha, they will be brought face to face with him. Immediately somebody dies, as he is dying, he will enter the barzakh, thus he's going to enter the grave. That is, the grave is the bridge between this world and the hereafter. When the person is in the grave, the Prophet said, this grave is either rawdatun min riyadil jannah or khufratun min khufarin nar. It's like either a garden of the paradise that you are in here, or it's like a deep hole of the holes of hell that you are in. Whereas some people are in the grave, they have not entered paradise, but they are seeing a screen in front of them of paradise, of the good things in paradise, of the good food in paradise, of the good drinks in paradise, of the good places in paradise. All this, they are seeing it now in their grave, because their body is no more a hindrance. Their eyes inside them was alive when they were alive, so they can now see the paradise. Like somebody who is seeing a movie, and the movie is very good, it's very captivating. You can see things that are enjoying in this movie. Those that are used to seeing movies, they can look at movie for the next 12 hours, they will not stand up. They will not know that they are hungry. The people in the grave that are going to paradise, that's how they will see the paradise. The other ones that are going to hell, may Allah save all of us, you see them also, it will be like a horror movie. They are seeing how things are being, the snake are eating people. How they too, they will be eating up all this, they will see it. That's how they, but by the time they get to the hereafter, yuraduna aleha, they will see it face to face. The heat of the hell is now on them. Khashina min az-zulm. In this world, they used to be oppressive, unjust, do whatever they want to do. Today, they are afraid. Despite all their greatness, you can see fear all over them. Yazuruna min tarfin khafi, they cannot look face to face. When somebody, you are talking to somebody and he's telling lies, one of the things you tell him, look to me at my face. Look at me in the face and tell me what you are saying, if you think it's true. And you find, he finds it difficult to look at you because it is not true. He has to look to the side. So the same thing on the day of judgment, they are going to look at hell and they cannot look directly at Allah or anybody because they know what they have committed. Then at this stage, they used to That day, it is those people that have faith that will look back and say, إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ. People that have really lost, went to the market, and their trade, they lost in it, is those one that they got lost, they have no gain, and their family, they make them to lose, there was no gain. That's Allah is always saying, Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum naran. Save yourself and save your family from hell. When the people are saying here, Inna al-khasirin al-lazina khasiru anfusam wa ahalihim. They brought their family and dependents in it. Ahalihim, their family and dependents. Because if you are lucky and you have a father who is good, then he saves you even in this world before you get to the hereafter. If you are unlucky, your father will also can make you to get lost. You go on the straying path. You go astray. A lot of people today, they went astray because of their parents. A lot of people today, they are on the path of Allah because of their parents. That's why this the believers are telling them, "Innal khasirina," the people that are astray, the people that have indeed had a lost battle, are those that got themselves lost and their family lost. May Allah protect all of us. Inna zalimina ala, inna zalimina indeed. Those who were oppressive, the oppression is so much that their oppression was even against Allah. Their injustice was against Allah. But because how can you say it? Somebody who comes to tell you, stop mentioning the name of Allah. Here he's not unjust to himself. It's to Allah now. You are saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha. It's the name of Allah you are calling. He says, stop calling the name of Allah. He fights you against this. أتكت لنا رجلا أن يقول ربي الله وقد جاءكم بالبينات من ربي. Are you going to kill a person saying that Allah is my Lord and he has come with definite truth from Allah? That's why I'm warning those people that used to go to the mosque to disturb those doing wazifa, that their injustice is directly to Allah. If they don't stop it, they are not going to die as Muslims. If they don't stop it, wallahi, they will not die as Muslims. They will die as a kafir. It's not something that you think is as simple as you are looking at it. You can be unjust to yourself, you can be unjust to mankind, and you see enter paradise tomorrow. But if you are unjust to Allah, you are stopping people from saying the name of Allah. وَمَنْ أَزْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا إِسْمُهُ. Allah said, who is more unjust than the one that stops people from mentioning the name of Allah in the mosque of Allah? If a mosque is for Allah, you cannot stop the people of Allah from mentioning the name of Allah in it. If you're not comfortable, then you get out. Let us be very careful. When you hear azabun mukimun, a punishment that the person will be there forever, mukimun is that is where he's going to stay. Which means this person, his injustice was shirku. Shirku is injustice to Allah. Allah created you. He brought you to this world. He did everything for you. Yet you say you don't believe in Allah. Because if you fear Allah, if you hear somebody saying the name of Allah, you will even be afraid of it. You will respect the person. If you hear somebody is praising the president and you go and stop him, and the president is there, what will happen to you? So let us all be very careful. Let us all not run into any injustice while on the day of judgment. It will come as injustices. Zulmatu yawmal qiyamati. Let us be very careful. Inna zulmu zulmatu yawmal qiyamati. Injustice done today, tomorrow you see it plenty. It will come, it has delivered injustices. Because your injustice has made somebody else to do injustice, has made another person to do injustice. If you did not show your children, your family, the right way, and you show them a way that is a bad way, those who do will show their children a bad way. Those who will show their grandchildren a bad way. Before the day of judgment, you see plenty. And it all started from you. So the way religion is, do it the way you understand it. Do it, don't bring bid'ah inside it. If you don't understand what is called bid'ah, go and meet ulama, they will tell you what is bid'ah. You don't just sit down. You have not even gotten a primary school certificate in Islam, and you are going to define what is bid'ah to people who have gone to university. Because all these people that are talking of bid'ah and are saying wazifa is bid'ah, they have not gotten a primary school certificate in Islam. They may have gone to Al-Medina to go and get an Islamic certificate. That's Islamic certificate. But not Islam certificate. Let us be very careful the way we talk. Islam is not, it's a simple religion, and it's a religion of humility, a religion of mercy, a religion of deep understanding. May Allah save all of us.
وما كان لهم من أولياء ينصرونهم من دون الله ومن يضلل الله فما له من سبيل
وما كان لهم من أولياء ينصرونهم من دون الله ومن يضلل الله فما له من سبيل Allah is again warning. He has said it before and is repeating it now. These people, by the time they have gotten to hell, وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمْ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ يَنْصُرُونَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ There is nobody there to assist them now. All they used to worship, all the people that used to go and tell them, go to the mosque and disturb others. Because people that are doing injustice, they are at different level, like we said. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمْ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ يَنْصُرُونَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ All of them are backed by their guardians that are telling them to do this injustice. They will not be there that day. Even if they are there that day, none of them can assist them apart from Allah. وَمَا يَدْرِي اللَّهُ For whoever Allah has made to go astray, وَمَا لَهُ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ There is no path for him to go. When you look at the world, you see there is, things are in levels. Today, there are people who are trying to take advantage of the less privileged in the world and take their wealth. Like all these big nations, they want to steal the wealth of the less strong nations. They use their own guardians that they have to instigate them. With them, they steal the wealth. They are stealing Nigerian wealth using Nigerians. These ones are their own allies. Then these are the, there are also people like that, apart from doing that, that are against Islam as a whole. Those that are against Islam, whether among the non-Muslims, among the Christians, among the Jews, they use their allies to fight Muslims. Then among the Muslims, there are those that are against those that have strong faith. They also use their allies to find those that are in strong faith, through whatever means. Then those that have strong faith, they have their allies fighting those that are simply servants of Allah. So that's how it goes in different levels. That's why you find some people are fighting mankind, some are fighting Islam, some are fighting Iman, some are fighting the Tariqah, some are fighting even Marifa as a whole. But if you want to go through and learn and have a teacher, then you will know the Quran very well. That's the most important thing. Because the Quran has not left anything. Whatever you don't understand, ask those that understand it to teach you. Whoever Allah has caused to go astray, he will have no other way to be able to get to the straight path.
استجيبوا لربكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا مرد له من الله ما لكم من ملجأ يومئذ وما لكم من نكير
استجيبوا لربكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا مرد له من الله ما لكم من ملجأ يومئذ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَكِيرٍ Allah is concluding this chapter now. When Allah is concluding what he started at the beginning, he will start bringing them at the end and using it to conclude the chapter. Allah started the Quran by talking about the Wahai, the importance of Arabic, telling us the importance of the fact that he created the firmaments, why he wanted us to procreate, and he came on to tell us about the importance of always having a good ally, not having a bad ally. He has been talking of awliya in the whole of this. Several places Allah has mentioned the importance of having an ally that is your guardian. And he has told us about the importance of doing our things with consultation. As long as we come in consultations to do things, we will not go astray. Not that you just stay in one place, you do things. And you warned against injustice. And that injustice is something that is very dangerous. Allah also warned that if you are treated unjustly, you can retaliate. But in retaliating, be very careful not to go beyond how you have been treated unjustly. If you go beyond that, then it will be held against you. But the most important thing is to take a commitment, go to a higher level, and be among Ulul Azmi. These are the position of the prophets. Fasbir kama sabara Ulul Azmi na Rusul. To have patience. Man afa wa aslaha fajiru ala Allah. Wala man sabara wa gafar ina zalika la min azmi al-umur. For those that have patience and forgive, that is a serious and a committed decision that is only applicable to the prophets. That's why Allah is now coming back, closing the chapter of this surah. Allah said, "Istajibu li rabbikum, all of you, I have called. Allah has called all of you. The prophet should tell you, listen and answer your Lord. Min qabli an yatiya yawmun, before a day will come, la maradda lahu min Allah. That day, nobody can return it when it comes. La maradda lahu min Allah. Istajibu li rabbikum, min qabli an yatiya yawmun, la maradda lahu min Allah. Yawmaizin. Ma lakum malja'in, wa ma lakum min nakir. That day, you will not find anybody to give you refuge. Question of refuge is out. Today, you can say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Today, you can run to your mother. Today, you can run to your father. Today, you can run to your government. Today, you can run to another state. Today, you can run from another country. But that day, la marja'i yawmayz, wala nakir. And that day, nobody is going to be able to deny what he has done. This is you, this is your work, this is paradise, this is hell. And you are seeing all together. Therefore, Allah is telling us, Istajibu li rabbikum, min qabli an yatiya yawmun la maradda lahu min Allah, ma lakum min malja'in yawmaizin, ma lakum min nakir. That day, you will not have anybody to save you. There is no refuge, and you will not have anybody that day to tell you that what you did not do it. You are seeing it. If your mouth is going to deny it, then Allah will allow your body to talk. Your hand, your leg, your eyes will say, I did, you used me to commit zina. Your leg will say, you used me to commit zina. You used me to do this. Allah has given us a lot of favors in this world. Let us use the favors and take it back to Allah. On the day of judgment, whatever you use it for, you will not be able to deny it. If Allah gave you eyes to see, use it to see for Allah. If He gives you mouth to talk, use it to talk for Allah. You still enjoy your life. If He gave you mouth to eat, eat halal, don't eat haram. If He gave you hand to write, write halal, don't write haram. If He gave you leg to walk, walk to good places, don't walk to bad places. All these things are against you and they are for you. If you don't do that on the day of judgment, there will be no way for you to deny, because everything is there facing you.
فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا إِنْ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ وَإِنَّا إِذَا أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً فَرِيَ بِهَا وَإِنْ تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ فَإِنَّ الْإِنْسَانَ كَفُورٌ
فَإِنْ أَرَدُوا فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا إِنْ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ وَإِنَّا إِذَا أَذَقْنَا الْإِنْسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً فَرِحَ بِهَا وَإِنْ تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ فَإِنَّ الْإِنْسَانَ كَفُورٌ Allah Ta'ala is now telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you want to guide the whole of mankind. You don't want anybody to go to hell. You are trying your best. You are doing all you can do. He said, "Ma anzalna alayka al-Quran litashqi." I did not send you with this Quran so that you become an unfortunate person, so that you waste your life. No. Therefore, know this. When aradu fama arsalnaka alayhim hafiza. If they turn away from this your statement, they turn away from your admonishment, they turn away from the Quran, I did not send you to come and look after them, for you to enter their houses, to enter their home, to enter everywhere and be following them. In alayka illa al-balag, all that is on you is that the message you are asked to deliver, you deliver it. Inna iza zakna minna al-insana minna rahmatan, fariha biha. Indeed, any time that I make man to taste mercy, to taste blessing from me, he is so happy of himself and so full of himself. If what his hand has drawn to him of musiba, of calamity, now comes to touch him, automatically he turns and he's in denial. Here, Allah is telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this it is before the ayat of jihad at his time. But today, to the ulama, it is like that. You cannot force anybody into Islam. All you can is to give the message. If he likes, he takes it. Man sha'a falyu'min, wa man sha'a falyakfur. La ikraha fid din, qad tabayyana ar-rushd min al-ghayy. It's very clear, the religion is very clear. Anybody who wants, he should follow the right path. Anybody who does not want, he should do what he wants to do. So Allah has told the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and all ulama, they should know this. That's why you don't go about taking your knife that you must kill people today. Everybody today must become Muslims. No. Even if you force somebody to be a Muslim and in his mind he's not a Muslim, Allah does not consider him a Muslim. So what have you achieved? You have achieved nothing. It's somebody who is a Muslim up to his heart that Allah considers a Muslim. Yours is to pass the message. If you are in a land and majority of people there are Muslims and you are able to come out, would come up with a leader accepted as a Muslim leader that there's mubayya on, then you have a Muslim leader now, you can have a Muslim state. And a Muslim leader cannot be an irresponsible person, somebody who is known to have irresponsible behaviors. Nobody will make mubayya to such person. Nobody will give him his trust or pact. Then Allah is now telling us, leave them alone. Look at this man. If I give him blessing from me, something good from me, mercy from me, he's so happy and full of himself. Here Allah is telling us not to be too happy in anything that Allah gives us, but to ask, how have we used it? Ma asaw min musibatin illa fi kitabin qabli an nabraha inna zalika ala Allah yasir. لكي لا تأسوا على ما أصابكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتيكم. Allah said, don't be too happy with whatever you get. How have you used it? Because there are people that Allah gave birth to. Allah brought them to the world. Their mother gave birth to, as Allah brought them to this world. They find out that they are complete. There is nowhere they are not lame. When you look at someone who is lame, he should remind that Allah has favored you, not that you should look down on him. There are those that Allah brought to this world, their mother gave birth to them, they found that they are intelligent. If you think you see yourself as intelligent, don't look down on somebody who is not intelligent. You are not the one that gave yourself intelligence, Allah gave it to you. There are some that when they are growing up, they found out that their father is a rich man, their father is a big man. Allah gave you that father, you didn't choose the father before you came to this world. There are people that they found out that when they were also going, they became rich. Allah gave you the riches, you didn't give it to yourself. There are people that Allah gave position to. Allah gave you the position, you didn't give it to yourself. Anything that Allah gives you, see that it came from Allah. Not that you are excessively happy with it. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim Yaz in his prayer, he said, لَكَ وَمِنْكَ ثُمَّ فِيكَ كُلَّ مَا طَلَبْتُهُ أَنْتَ تُوتِي الْحِكَمَا. Allah, for you is whatever you give me. And to you is what I give me. And I will return it back to you. Allah, let it be that all that you give me, it goes back to you. You are the one that gives people wisdom. Give me that wisdom to return everything that you give back. Give me to give back to you. Allah has given you tongue. Use it to say La ilaha illallah. It's the best thing your tongue will ever say in this life. Abdul Makutu Anna wa Nabiya min Qabli. La ilaha illallah. Allah has given you your hands, your limbs. Use it to pray. The best thing that your hands and your limbs will ever do is to stand up in prayer, in jama'ah, or in your house, alone, for nafila. Then your character, the best character that you will ever have is the character that follows the character of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All these things that Allah give you, take it and use it in worshiping Allah, and do not deny you from enjoying it. إذا زكنا الإنسان منا رحمة فرح بها وإن تصبه سيئة ما قدمت أيديهم فإن الإنسان كفور وما أصابك من مصيبة فما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. Allah stood us behind. Anything that reaches us out of evil is what our hands have possessed. Then, which we should blame ourselves for it. We should not deny, we should not deny that we don't know where it is coming from. Today, all Nigerians are saying things are bad. There is poverty. There is this. There is that. Are we not the cause? We are the cause. As all of us are sitting down here now, how many of us will see a governor come in that you know he is an unjust governor? You know he is treating his people not well. And yet, if he comes now, all of us will stand up to go and beat him. To go and beat him for what? That is telling Allah that we appreciate what he's doing. Or we have occasion. You know that this minister, before he was appointed a minister, he hardly had a house of his own. But in a short space, he has houses. You know it's not his salary. He must have stolen this money. But immediately you see him coming, you are signing up, welcome, sir, welcome, sir. Which means you appreciate what he's doing. So even the public is appreciating the evil that is being done by the people of evil. Which means we are complicit in what's happening in this world. When we see these things happening, let us see where are we wrong. When we know something is wrong, you are early. They invite you to the government house. If you must go, you have to go reluctantly. Right, you go very happily. And when you go there, you are there kneeling down to greet the president. On what reason? On what reason? You are supposed to go there to talk to him, to admonish him. So by the time you leave there, before he lifts one leg, he knows that he's carrying a load. But he went there, you are telling him, you have been doing well. So since you came, your government has been very good. And you know the government is not good. This is what most of us are doing. And over 90% of us are like that. So if Allah decides to give us people like that, is he wrong? So whenever we see musibah from Allah, let us not deny it. Let us see where were we wrong. Look at Hajj today. You now have to have 8 million before you can go on Hajj. It didn't come like that. All these things are musibah that is coming to us, and we should not deny that we have hand in it. All of us have hand in it. When the people say, "Yeah, to the market, might aid him," and insana kafur, man will start denying when he see calamity that he doesn't have no hand in it. All of us, believe me, are complicit in what's happening. May Allah save all of us.
لله ملك السماوات والأرض يخلق ما يشاء يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور.
لله ملك السماوات والأرض يخلق ما يشاء يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور. الله تبارك وتعالى is still in conclusion. He said, "Fatir al-samawat al-ard, yakhluqukum fatir al-samawat." When Allah was telling us, he said, "He's the one that created the firmaments, that He also created us min azwajan, yazrakum fihi, that He made us to multiply from men and women." He's coming to tell us now how is it done. "Lahu mulku al-samawat al-ard." To Allah belongs the dominion of the whole firmament and the earth. يَخَلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He creates what he wants to create. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. Whoever he so wishes, he gives to him male children. وَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. And whoever he so wishes, he gives to him female children. When Allah is talking of mulk, dominion, today we see that we have a president who is the who has dominion of Nigeria. It is Allah give it to him. We see there are people they call governors, they're in charge of their state. It is, they have the dominion of those states. They are local government chairman, they are in charge of their states. There is, that it is. We also have people, houses, we call them the landlords. The fathers are in charge of their houses. They have dominion of those houses. All this will have this dominion. But if Allah so wishes, all his dominion, he can give to whoever he wishes. That's why Allah, he says in another place that he is one, he gave mulk to whoever he wishes, and he denies whoever he wishes. If he gives any dominion to somebody, respect him as long as he's in charge of that dominion. Allah owns the firmament and the earth, and the whole of the dominion of it he has given to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nobody will enter paradise except the Prophet accepts. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Kullu ummati yadkhulul jannata illa man aba. Every person in this my nation will enter paradise except somebody who refuses. Oh Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who refuse? Said, man ata'ani dahalal jannah wa man asani fakad aba. Whoever obeys me, he will enter paradise. Whoever disobeys me, he has refused to enter paradise. Because whoever does not believe in La ilaha illallah Rasulullah SAW, from beginning of the world to the end of the world, he will not enter paradise. Which means the dominion of everything is in the hands of the Prophet SAW. But in this world today, he has given his dominion of each part to somebody. That's why the Prophet SAW said, Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. All of you are rearers of a particular dominion. Before you get married, you are only for yourself. From the day you get married, you now have your wife, is under you. How you look after her is now left for you. When you have children, children have entered. The whole house, you are now in charge. A whole community, there is a chairman. A whole state, there is a governor. A whole country, there is a president. The president cannot say, I don't know what's happening at the other end. If you know you cannot do the work, leave it. Allah is going to ask you, how did you look after it? That's why Allah is now saying, how does dominion starts? Billahi mulku samawati wal ardh. He creates. And the first thing he does is he creates women. He gives female to whoever he so wishes. And he gives male to whoever he so wishes. So ulama, they said, Allah started mentioning female because of the situation that female is normally looked down on by the Arabs. That's why Allah mentioned them first. Like by the time Prophet Isa came to the world, women were so looked down on that people punished their wife even in the court. They go to the court, my wife has done something wrong to me. What punishment do you want? I want his hand to be cut off. They cut off her hand. It went to that level. When Jesus Christ came, he lifted the dignity of women. That's why today, when the white people are talking, they said, ladies and gentlemen, they call women first before men. When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, all the rights of women that were denied them, from inheritance to from how they should stay in the houses, or from that their husband should take care of them, the Prophet brought it back to them. Nobody has ever given dignity to women like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave to them. So Allah, he gives to whoever he wants female children, and he gives to whoever he wants male children.
أو يزوجهم ذكرانا وإناثا ويجعل من يشاء عقيما إنه عليم قدير.
أو يزوجهم ذكرانا وإناثا ويجعل من يشاء عقيما إنه عليم قدير. Or Allah can also go ahead. أو يزوجهم ذكرانا وإناثا. He can give to some people female children alone, and to some people male children alone. He can mix them up, give them both female and male children. And if Allah wishes, he can make some people not to have child at all. Innahu alimun kadir. Know that in all this, Allah is one that has knowledge and is one that has the ability. When Allah says he gives to female, he gives female children to whoever he wishes, out of the people that are above all of us, that Allah gave only female to, out of them is Nabi Shu'aib. Nabi Shu'aib had only female children. He had no male children. Even at his old age, it is his female children that has to go and look for water for them, for him, to go and do the chores of the house for him. No male children. And Abu Lutu, he had female children, only female children he had no male children. These are people who are above all of us here. So if Allah gives you only female children, know that people that are better than you are there that Allah gave only female children. Then there are those that Allah gave only male children to, like Ani Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah gave him only male children. All of us, you know that you are not even up to the fingernail of Ani Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. None of us is up to. He is grandfather of the Prophet, but Allah gave him only male children. So this is to tell you that if today you have only male children, then know that there are people better than you that Allah gave to male children. There are people that Allah merged it for, like our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah gave him both female children and male children. The first child, Qasim. The second child that he gave birth to is Ruqayya. Then you have Zainab. Then you have Ruqayya. Then when Islam, after Islam came, he gave birth to Abdullah. He also called him Tahir or Tayyib. And later on, he gave birth to Umm Kulsum, he gave birth to Fatima. Then later on, he gave birth to Ibrahim. Allah gave him both female and male children. And there are those that Allah did not give children to at all. And maybe Yahya was married, but he never even had, he was not even able to meet his wife, let alone to have a child. So there are prophets, Allah did not give them a child at all. And they are prophets. Are you better than them? If Allah did not give you, have patience. Because Allah has knowledge of what he's doing. Allah has the ability to do whatever you want and he did not do it. Innahu alimun qadir. Allah has knowledge and Allah has the capacity to do whatever he wants to do. But he will not do what you want, he will do what is correct.
وما كان لبشر ان يكلمه الله الا وحيا او من وراء حجاب او يرسل رسولا فيحيي باذنه ما يشاء انه علي حكيم
وما كان لبشر ان يكلمه الله الا وحيا او من وراء حجاب أي رسول رسولا فيوهي بإذنه ما يشاء إنه علي حكيم وما كان لبشر أن يكلمه الله it's not befitting for a man is not fit for Allah to talk to him directly إلا وحيا except by inspiration عن وراء حجاب or behind veil وما كان لبشر أن يكلمه الله إلا وحيا عن وراء حجاب أي رسول رسولا or that he sent a messenger to him. For you, he be isn't he, my shall, and then he inspires to him what Allah so wishes that he inspire to him. Innahu aliyun hakim. Allah indeed is the one that is high and is the one that is wise. Mamaka and Basharin. Bashar here is all of mankind. Allah does not call somebody and talk to somebody directly except Wahayan Amiwara Hijab. The issue of wahayi, there is wahayi that Allah does. Nurani that he does to people, to prophets. And he also does wahayi that is zulmani to people that are, or to animals. Like, wa'awhe rabbuka ila nahari, ali takhiri min al-jibani. Allah made wahayi to the beasts, that they should go to the trees and to the mountains, and from there they should stay. That's where they do their honey, and then people go and take it, and it becomes a cure for mankind. Again, wahayi comes to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. all this wahayi that is Allah does, Allah said he does not, it's not that he speaks to people directly. Allah is not hiding. Inna huwa al-awwalu wal-akhiru wal-zahiru wal-batin. Allah is the first without any beginning. He is the last without any ending. And he is the manifest, and yet he's not seen. And he is the hidden, yet his hiddenness is only to those that he's hidden to. Because the human being, as you see him, is inside this body. This body is what stops him from seeing anything else. So the body is what does not allow him. Because now, if they bring fire and they just touch your skin, you cannot bear the pain. That is the smallest, let alone wahi of Allah. That's why Allah is saying, وَمَا كَانَ الْبَشَرِينَ أَنْ يُكَلِمَهُ اللَّهُ. So don't say, until Allah comes down and talk to me. No. إِلَّا وَهَيَنْ. It is by inspiration, it is by wahi that Allah will send his message. أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا, or he will send the Prophet like he has sent to us now. He will send a messenger with the message. For you, he be isn't him, and he will send to him inspiration as he so wishes. So if Allah sent a messenger, don't say you don't believe in it. Like there are people today, you don't believe in the Quran. Look at the message of the Quran. Anybody that cares and pays attention and reads the Quran, even the translated one, you will know that this book is from Allah. Because Bashar, human being, is covered in this cloth. When you say Bashar, that's mankind. Mankind, the children of Adam, وَلَكَدْ كَرَمْنَا بَنِي Adam. We have two lives. We have an animal life, and we have a life that is from Allah, that is soul. The animal life is the one that is given to us by our father and our mother. This one is this body. This body is covering we that is inside. Whenever you see a human being, what's your name? You say, my name is Muhammad. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. They ask you, do you know him? You say, you know him. No, you don't know him. You only know the dress that he's wearing. You don't know him. Just like when a person is always riding in a particular car, and he's riding the car for years, everybody has now come to see him with that car. You know the car is coming, they say, who is Ismaila Muhammad's car? That's Ismaila Muhammad that's coming. Nobody will say Ismaila Muhammad's car. Say Ismaila Muhammad that is coming. Is Ismaila Muhammad that is coming, or Ismaila Muhammad's car that is coming? Ismaila Muhammad is only inside. Maybe he's not the one inside now. So, human being is wearing a cloth. This cloth is the one that we know. The human being himself is living inside it. The human being living inside it is the one that Allah is addressing. And like Rasulullah SAW said, he said, إِنَّا هَدَكُ بِإِجْمَعَ هَلْكَهُ بِبَطْنِ أُمِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ يَوْمًا نُطْفَةً ثُمَّ يَكُونُ عَلَقَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ ثُمَّ يَكُونُ مُضْغَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ ثُمَّ يُرْسَلُ إِلَيْهِ الْمَلَكُ فَيُنْفَخُ فِيهِ الرُّوحُ فَيُمَرُّ بِأَرْبَعِ كَلِمَاتٍ. One of you is put together his creation in this womb of his mother. First of all, starting from sperm to congeal blood, then now to flesh. After 40 days, then he will send another life inside it. This other life that Allah sends now is one that the animals don't have. Animals don't have that one. But you human being, you have that. That is the one that Allah is addressing. It's one that makes you a human being. Before you are just a being, but after that 4 months that Allah sent the ruh, then you become a human being. When you grow up now, the human being that you are should receive message from both the being, which is your parent, and from Allah that makes you the human. And the message from Allah is this Quran that we are now receiving. And there's another message that Allah sends, for alhamaha, fujuraha, wa taqwaha. Allah, there's also what you call wahayi of ilham. instinct that Allah will be sending to you, this is wrong, this is right, this is wrong, this is right. In your mind, you feel it. To the extent that the Prophet ﷺ is saying, even people give you a judgment, your mind is still the best judge. You know what you're doing, your mind is wrong. That's why you find people that are doing what is bad. Even if they are, when they are in the public, and you are blaming people that are doing those bad things, they pretend that they don't do it. Those people that don't do good, if you see them and you are praising them that they are doing good habits, they will not tell you they don't do those good habits. You will be happy that you are praising them with it. That's why Allah is saying here that there is wahayi. This wahayi is what he used in sending messages, and he does not speak to mankind directly. مَا كَانَ الْبَشَرِ أَنْ يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا مِنْ وَرَاهِ إِلَّا وَحَيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاهِ حِجَابٍ, except through inspiration of ilham, instinct, or inspiration directly from Allah, still through a veil. Nobody has ever seen Allah directly like this. Nobody, except for Rasulullah. Every other person saw Allah through a veil. So it's the veil they saw, not Allah. That's why Anil Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, after he waqallama Allah wasa takliman, Allah talked to Anil Musa so many times that after some time he said, Allah, arini anzur ilayk, let me see you. Landareni, Allah said, you can't. You don't have the capacity. Walakin izur ilal jabal, look at the mountain. If he's able to withstand the small tajalli that will come to you, then you'll be able to see me. And the small tajalli fell on the mountain, it became rubble. At the same time, Anim Musa fainted. Immediately he woke up and said, Inni took to you later. Allah, I repent. There are things you can't take. So that's why Allah some things he doesn't give you, because you can't take it. If you say today you want to see Allah, then prepare today you are going to your grave. If you prepare today you are going to your grave, you will not, before even the wind comes to you, you have died. Law anzalna hadha al-Quran ala jabalin la-ra'aytahu khashi'an mutasaddian min khashyatillah. Allah said, if we sent even this Quran as it is, because the Quran in its origin, it has no letter, it has no sound, it has no silence, it has no beginning, it has no end. It's from Allah. But for us to understand it, it came through the Prophet. So it now took on letters, words, silence, speech, beginning, end. Allah said, I made it easy through your tongue. That's why we can understand the Quran. For Allah has no beginning, has no end. His word has no beginning, has no end. So may Allah assist all of us. May Allah strengthen our faith.
We want to use this medium to express our appreciation to all those that have contributed towards our the Feeding of Al-Majiri program that is ongoing. We are using the occasion or this opportunity to also appeal for more contribution towards the program. Assalamu alaikum. Please, on the permissibility of women entering the mosque while menstruating, it has been established in the Mazhab Maliki that is forbidden. But I want to know if there's any reason or exception that would permit a woman to enter the mosque while she's menstruating.
A woman that is menstruating, a man that is in state of janaba are not allowed to enter the mosque, because the mosque is a clean place and that is the Sharia. So follow the Sharia, that's the best, it's the best thing. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen all of us. The reason that you make a menstruating woman to enter the mosque, I don't know. Maybe there's something terrible that happens, but they are not allowed to enter. Just try your best to comply with Sharia and Allah will assist you. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah accept our Ramadan. May Allah forgive our dead ones. May Allah bring health to our livings and our sick ones. May Allah strengthen Islam. May Allah strengthen Muslims. May Allah assist all those assisting Islam. May Allah assist all those assisting Muslims. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us to be able to see to the end of this Ramadan. And may Allah write the reward for all of us. May Allah give us the knowledge of the Quran and strengthen our faith to be able to follow all the laid down injunction from the Quran. May Allah grant us the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah strengthen us with the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward our ulama. May he reward the sahabas for us. May he reward the sheikhs for us. May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us. May Allah make us to live this world with the word La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Arrahman ar-Rahim. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد بن فاطمة وعبد خلقاتهم وأسرقنا صلاحك الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدر من قدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.